Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph public health officials are bracing for an increase in cases for several respiratory illnesses this holiday season. Rita Isley, chief nursing officer at WDG Public Health, says there has already been a jump in case numbers in recent months. As people begin to gather for the holidays, Isley says the increase is expected to continue. She added vaccine rates have dipped since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our vaccine rates this year are much lower than when we were in the heat of the pandemic. At the peak of the pandemic, we were seeing rates higher than 88%. We're seeing our rates are closer to about 35%, which is relatively where we were pre-pandemic for influenza. So between 30 and 36% right now.
Over 90% of 60 to 79-year-olds were vaccinated in 2020 to 21 in the region. Now, only 35.3% are up to date. Isley added she has a sense there is a hint of vaccine fatigue at play within the community.
It's sort of like we're leveling out, and I still think vaccine fatigue has a hand or a role to play in this, but I am also thinking that people are less concerned than they were during the pandemic.
Isley went on to say specific pockets of the population have been and remain statistically less likely to get vaccinated.
I think there's less interest in the younger population for COVID vaccines per se, unless they work in an area or they have family members that are really at risk. We're also seeing that some of our individuals over the age of 65 are not getting their COVID vaccine at the same rate as they were prior to the pandemic.
11 of this year's 29 flu cases to date took place the week of November 26th to December 2nd. There have been 1,345 days spent in hospital due to COVID-19 in 2023-24 so far, versus 4,487 in 22-23. Isley stated she doesn't anticipate vaccine numbers will be close to where they were at peak pandemic over the holidays this season. She notes vaccine appointments are available in a variety of locations, including at local pharmacies or with your family doctor. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.